أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 13 and 14 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responded to the question, or one of the questions that was placed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to verify his nubuwat, and that was who were the Ashabul Kahf. So first Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the synopsis of who the Ashabul Kahf were, and now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins to describe, and Allah Ta'ala begins to narrate the incident in a great deal of detail. From here, from the very beginning, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes a very, very strong point with regards to who the Ashab-e-Kahf were. So Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Certainly, we relate upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَبَأَهُمْ, the incident, the tiding, بِالْحَقِّ, with absolute truth. Again, we just go back a little, that according to many of the narrations, the Ashab-e-Kahf had existed and the entire incident had taken place after Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. There are many of those scholars, ulama, that believe they were Masihi, they were Christians, they were adherents of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, in that pure deen that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had brought about. So we can conclude then that the incident may have not been in the Torah, it had not been in the Injil, and now that incident is being narrated in the Quran Sharif, and the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to narrate it, we have absolute yaqeen, it will be with absolute truth that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala narrated it. Innahum fityatun. Again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings about the very important aspect, innahum fitya, certainly, that they were youth, they were people in the youth, they were young, they were not old. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat also draws our attention to the fact that as elders and seniors in the community, we should also look towards the youth in trying to give them that proper Islamic education, their upbringing, their reformation. And some of the commentators have also expressed that when we look at the galaxy of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were, of course, no doubt that our lives be sacrificed for them, the great seniors of the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the other senior Sahaba in age. But by and large, most of them were in the youth when they accepted the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Amanu bi rabbihim. And this is that point that Allah ta'ala is making, that they had brought iman in their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are points that we need to reflect on when we are reciting the surah on a Friday or at any other time, that the most important fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about when Allah ta'ala speaks about them, one was the dua that they made asking Allah ta'ala for guidance, and second is that they had iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wazidanahum huda, and we increase them in their hidayat, we increase them in their guidance. Now ulama have expressed some very important aspects. The very basic of hidayat from Allah Rabbul Izzat is Allah Ta'ala guides us towards making tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. That is the very first step. And the very last step is what Allah Ta'ala speaks about here, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increased the iman to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fortified upon their heart. The word rabata in Arabic means to tie a knot. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about it in the sense that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fortified their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctified their hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept their hearts firm. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ And we fortified and we made their hearts firm. إِذْ قَامُوا When they stood up, and what did they say? فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ This was at the time that we discussed yesterday, that when the king Daqyanus had called upon them, when they showed their iman, first in secrecy, then they established a place in which they made Allah's ibadat and worshipped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When that became known to him, then he called upon them, there were threats. And the greatest threat was the threat of life. That on the one hand, he would disband and he would remove from them every form of royalty. They were children of royalty. They were youngsters whose parents were either of royalty or ministers. That they would be stripped of all of that. But at the same time, the greatest threat was the threat of death. And at that time they stood against batil and they brought about the haqq and they said when they were asked who is your Rabb, who is that God that you are worshipping, Rabbus samawati wal ard, Rabbuna our Rabb is the Rabb of the skies and the earth and that is Allah wahdahu la sharika la. The second aspect, lan nadu'a min duni, we will never invoke, we will never call upon, we will never worship anyone else besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ilahan, making that being a deity, an object of worship. That will never happen in our lives. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذَنْ شَطَطَى If we ascribe any partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, leave the condition of the heart, it will be a word of transgression. In other words, we had exceeded the bounds and the limitations set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the very important basic factor is that, and the greatest factor that they had was iman, and because of their steadfastness on iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased them in hidayat till they reached the stage. The mufassiriya, the author, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah says that warabatna ala qulubihim is in actual fact the stage of wilayat, and that is the stage when a person becomes a close friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the stage also. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.